Welcome to the Sisters Nest Podcast with Krista and Hannah, a podcast where you'll join two sisters in their 20s and 30s while they spill the tea, talk about life, and share their favorite things. We're so glad you're here, bestie. Now let's dive headfirst into this episode.
Hello and welcome back.
Hey.
Sisters Nest Podcast.
It's been a minute.
It's been quite a few minutes.
Did you look up when our last episode was?
It was July.
Okay, we took some time off.
So we took a quick, 8 month hiatus?
Hiatus. But I feel like July is when it really picks up for photography.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And we just...
You said he was going to find the noisiest toy as soon as we started.
And you know what's funny?
What?
They don't even know who he is.
Oh, because he wasn't here.
Yeah. So, first off, let's just give our listeners a life update.
Okay, quick 8 month life update.
Okay, what do you got since July?
Nothing's really changed.
Perfect.
I mean, we still have 3 kids. We still live in the same house. I'm still homeschooling, still a photographer. So I think it just picks up in the summer. And then for photographers, the fall is like insane.
Yeah.
And then you have the holidays. So it's just craziness for the whole last half of the year.
Yeah.
So podcast just fell off of our radar, but nothing really has changed with us. We're still living life and living the good life.
Well, speak for yourself.
Oh, my bad. For me, I said, nothing has changed. For you?
We got a puppy.
His name is Dale.
We got him in October. It was kind of a crazy, like, last minute. Like, we've been talking about getting a puppy ever since Brad's parents got one. And it was just kind of like a whirlwind decision.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were talking about it.
We were talking about it, but we didn't know we were going to get one that soon. We talked about getting one in January.
Mm-hmm.
And
when did you get him? September?
October. And it just so happened to work out that we got him and we decided on Friday we were getting him, and we had weekend plans for the entire weekend.
Yeah.
And we went and picked him up on Sunday.
And he's a...
He's a Labradoodle.
He's a mini, right?
Yeah, toy.
Yeah, toy Labradoodle.
Yeah.
He's like a redhead. He's so cute.
He is super cute.
He's the life of the party.
He is very funny. He's fearless. He's already given us a run for our money.
Can we please at some point talk about how Dale really enjoys to imbibe? He likes to imbibe.
He does like to imbibe. just really anything that's not good for him, he just would love to get into.
Yeah.
So
typical kid, I feel like.
Should I tell the story?
Yeah, tell it.
So, I have a book club with my girlfriends, mm-hmm. and I was hosting in December, and for December I made a special sugar cookie martini,
mm-hmm.
and
we're playing tug of war right now, me and Dale.
We decorated cookies, and we drank our martinis, and then we let our cookies, set or whatever, and we came into the living room, we were playing a game, and all of a sudden, we heard Dale jump off the table. And so we ran in there.
And this is not the first time Dale has helped himself to something on the table.
Right.
He likes to enjoy a good treat now and then.
Right, and he likes to be in the middle of the chaos. Yeah. He likes to be a part. He likes to party.
He's a people person.
And so we were all trying to figure out this new game. So we were sitting in my living room, and he disappeared, but we didn't notice because we were trying to figure out a game.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got in there, he was already drunk. He was stumbling.
Yeah, please describe.
He was stumbling. He was just wagging his tail, just having a grand old time.
Running into
falling
walls.
Into things.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we had to take him to the emergency clinic.
So, like, half
clinic.
Of you were laughing and half of you were very concerned.
Yeah. So, one of my good friends, Lexi, works at a vet clinic. And mm-hmm. so, she was here. And she was kind of, like, giggling about it. And she was, like, giving him water and food and bread and all these things, and the fact that she was giggling kind of made me...
Yeah, I was like, base your reaction off of what Lexi's saying.
Right, exactly.
Because if anyone's the expert, it's her.
Yeah. So she wasn't freaking out, so, I mean, she was just like, there's the only thing you can do at this point, I mean, he's already drunk. You can just let him sleep it off and and give him some fluids. That's about all you can do.
So you did end up taking him in.
I did, just because I was...
Your first time mom.
Yeah. I was nervous. We waited a little bit to take him in.
Yeah.
And it was like he was sleeping in the bed between us, and I would say his name, and he would open his eyes and look at me, but he wasn't really moving, which, like, relatable also.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when you're passed out drunk, you just, like,
leave me alone.
Yeah, don't bother me. But it just stressed me out a little bit, so I was like, I think I'm going to take him. And then, of course, as soon as we got there, he wants to get up and say hi to all the people.
He's totally fine.
I'm like, so now you're going to act like he was still drunk.
They gave him an IV, though.
Yeah, they gave him an IV and anti-nausea, and he was all good. But
he was fine.
He does like to get into things.
Mm-hmm. He is a rascal.
Yeah.
So that's been your big, I feel like, family change in the
life
past.
Update. Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, pretty much the same. We just got really busy, and... But we have fun with this podcast.
Yeah.
And we do have some listeners, which is fun.
Who have been messaging us. Honestly surprised when we got the messages, and we were just like, yeah, we need to get back to it.
But yeah. Just people like, hey, where you at?
My house is a mess.
Yeah. Haven't had a podcast to clean to in a while.
So this one might be a little longer than our usual one.
Yeah, I have no preparation, so you're running the show today.
Right, yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so the Super Bowl was yesterday.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Go Chiefs! Yes, yeah. I did. You watched it. It was a great game.
It was a good game. It was, like, kind of boring in the first half.
Well, I agree. The first half was a little bit frustrating for me and all football fans, just because I feel like the Chiefs weren't really doing much.
Right.
No one was really doing much.
So we're Chiefs fans. We live in Missouri, of course. Our beloved Rams.
They left us.
Moved to LA. So naturally, we became Chiefs fans. And also Taylor fans.
Yeah.
We're
not like huge Swifties.
Right. I don't feel like I deserve the name Swiftie just because I like Taylor Swift and I like her music.
Yes. We're not like big fan girls.
Right. Like, I don't know all of her new music. Like, I know all the popular ones, of course, but.
Yeah. Like, I feel like before they got together, we were just as big of Kelce fans as Swift fans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was fun to see that.
Yeah.
Develop.
Yes. And I just, like, don't understand. I don't feel like I deserve the title Swiftie, but I like Taylor Swift, but I don't understand the people who, like, say they hate Taylor Swift.
Well, I think some people, if they don't like her music or they think it's annoying.
But, like, how do you not like her music? Because she has, like, so many different genres in her
From
albums.
The span of.
Right.
Yeah. She really started out as, like, this little pop country sort of thing, and now she's a totally different vibe. But I think I only know a couple of people who don't really like her, and I think it's more of, I don't know, that maybe they don't like her music, and they feel like it's a little overrated, or they don't like how little girls idolize her, which I feel like there could be a lot worse to idolize.
Absolutely.
But still.
Like, but out still, of all the people?
Yeah. The one, I feel like, legit complaint I've heard about her, and this is not to bash on Taylor Swift. I don't mind her at all. And I like her most of her music, is that she's, like, a 34-year-old, and she still kind of writes her music as if she's, like, a teenager complaining about boyfriends. Uh-huh. But, like, that's her stage of life still.
Right.
She still has boyfriends, and so it's just...
But I also feel like that's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, for sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. But the same people would also complain about Morgan Wallen.
They right.
also would not like him.
I just feel like if you say you hate Taylor Swift, like, you're lying. And...
or you're, like, trying to go against the grain.
Yes, you're trying You're trying to be different.
You're trying
like
not
everybody
to.
Else likes her, so you don't like her.
Yeah. But how do you feel about the Dads, Brads, and Chads who don't like her because of... Or the Travs.
I think it's...
The Travs, Brads, and Chads.
It's stupid. It's stupid because, like, I just feel like there's been so many things that I've seen of just, like, dads being like, now my daughter wants to watch football.
I know.
With
Did you
me.
See the commercial? No. The face cream commercial?
No, I didn't see it.
I'm going to send it to you and I'll post it on our stories. It had me crying.
Are you going to actually post it on the stories?
I will. Yes, I will.
I think you need to write it down.
But it's... Okay, I'll take notes. But Meg sent it to us in the book group, book club group chat. And it's about exactly that. It's about how... Because let's be honest, at least in our case, when you become a teenage girl, you're not super close to your dad. Like, that's... Most teenage girls are not.
Right.
Some maybe are. Mm-hmm. But there's just this weird... It's like a weird time to be a girl. And typically you're like, I'm not going to sit and watch football with my dad on Sundays.
Right.
But... It's this whole weird connection that teenage girls can have with their dads now, and a lot of dads are taking advantage of it, and the commercial's really sweet, but the end scene...
And not even, like, dads... Or, sorry, go on.
No, you're fine, but the end scene is the dad is wearing friendship bracelets.
Oh.
Yeah, I cried.
That's so
And
cute.
I don't even have a daughter, so...
Not even dads, but, like, girlfriends and wives.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, I feel like it brings the family together, and, like, it's fun to see.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for so long, I'm sure, if you're a Swiftie or even... Dale.
Dale wants to be a part of it.
I said, before we even started, I said, I guarantee you halfway through this podcast, he's going to find the squeakiest toy he has.
Because he wants to be in the conversation.
Come here, baby.
He has things to say.
So, what was I saying?
Boyfriends and girlfriends, not just dads and
daughters. Oh, when I was watching the Super Bowl, of course, I wanted the Chiefs to win and all of that.
Yeah.
But I was making the joke at the end because I was waiting for so long. Like, Brad was like, okay, Hannah, you ready to go?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, I need to see Travis and Taylor. Like, I need to see them.
Oh, yeah, the celebration.
Yeah, and yeah. It took forever.
Yeah.
And then the whole time I was like, whenever they finally did, I was like, there it is. I've been watching all day just for this.
And it was so cute, wasn't it?
It's so cute.
So
cute.
And
I've seen so many videos on TikTok of just, like, the after party and them. They uh-huh. were singing You Belong With... What is it? You Belong To Me?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Well, they asked him, did you see the interview, the post-game interview? Press conference.
Uh-uh.
They asked him, what's the first Taylor song you're going to listen to tonight? And he said, whatever the DJ plays.
and they played You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
And they were singing it together. It was so cute.
So cute. I'm here for it.
But I do feel like I didn't know anything about the 49ers before, but now my TikTok is, like, full of Super uh-huh. Bowl stuff. And
pretty,
just, like,
pretty yeah. as a doll.
He's so cute and sweet.
I love him. When he got sacked, I think it was the first quarter. Not the first. Maybe the first or second quarter. I don't remember what quarter it was. He got sacked. And I was like, yeah, you know, cheering. Typical. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, but wait. Is he okay?
Not Brock.
Poor Purdy. Justin's like, make up your mind.
So many cool things. Just like, I think McCaffrey and Shanahan
uh-huh.
both play on the team, and their dads both won Super Bowls together. One yeah. as a coach and the other
and
as a
player. And they show, like, the picture yes. of them celebrating with their dad.
Yes, when they were so little.
I just love
this. And I'm just like, that would be so cool if they won.
So fun.
So I hope they win next year.
Yeah. Well, maybe not next year because we went 3 in a row.
We got 3 in a row.
No, this was 2.
No, this was 3.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I think so.
No, because he was talking about he wanted to come back for 3. Am I wrong?
I feel like this is their 4th Super Bowl.
Okay, hold on.
The 3rd one they won.
Okay, maybe you're right. Hang on.
We have to look it up.
I got to fact check.
This shows how into football we are.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I'm not a diehard football fan.
Right.
And I'm not a diehard Swiftie.
Yeah.
But I like both of them.
I mean, it was kind of a movie. I am kind of annoyed because, like, the whole time my friends were all saying, oh, I really hope the Chiefs win because... If not, everybody's going to blame Taylor.
Oh,
everybody's going to be like, oh, it's because of Taylor.
Well, now they're saying, oh, it was scripted.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm so annoyed because I'm just so like, dumb. It's always something.
Okay, so it says Kansas City Chiefs win Super Bowl for 2nd year in a row, but it was their 3rd title in the last 5 seasons. So they haven't won 3 in a row,
okay,
but they've won 3. So I guess no one has ever done 3 in a row.
I see.
So I think that's what... when they came up to the podium, I think that's what Travis Kelce was shouting about, that he wanted to come back and do it for the 3rd time in a row next year.
Okay. Travis, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Travis Kelce is getting a lot of hate today.
It will be, okay, let's talk about it. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Okay.
Say it.
When he went over and yelled at Andy Reid and,
yes.
and pushed him or whatever.
Yes. So I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you've seen the clip or the memes or whatever. He... came over and Andy Reid didn't see him and he sort of like screamed at him and sort of bumped him, and Andy Reid sort of like, he didn't fall over, but he like got pushed a little.
Right.
And when I saw it, I thought he was like just being passionate about something. I didn't know that he was mad. I think I was talking to one of the kids, so I don't know that I saw the fumble that happened, why he was mad. I just thought he was like celebrating or being loud, because that's what they do on the sidelines.
Right.
So you, I want to hear your input.
I just feel like in order to get to that level of sports, you have to be passionate about what you're doing. And like, you have to have that passion that he had. And I think that, I just, like, in all the interviews afterwards, Andy Reid was just like, he just caught me off guard. Like, I was off balance. Like,
completely unbothered.
He didn't, like, shove me.
No.
It's not like he was.
He was laughing about it.
Right. But also, I was thinking, I was imagining if Dad was Andy Reid and what he would have done.
Different relationship. Because like, different personalities.
Yeah, I think he would have been like, okay, you better go sit down.
Or you're not going back on.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I guess you can't risk the Super Bowl, but...
Yeah.
I think that Dad would have been like, you better go sit down and shut up.
Yeah. But here's... Okay, so here's how I feel about it. When I first saw it again, I thought he was just being passionate. And, like, wound up about something. When I figured out he was mad... And he came over and screamed in his coach's face and kind of pushed him a little. I was taken aback, of course.
Right.
Like, respect your coach. Chill out. Yeah. Was it his best moment? No. Did he look like an idiot? Sure. Do they look like an idiot on the halftime or the sideline half the time? Yes.
Right.
They're wound up. They're fired up. But I think all this hate he's getting today is like, get over, like, shut up.
Right.
And, like, saying that he's the most unlikable NFL player and he's so disrespectful and he needs to publicly apologize and this and that. I think for me, it's different because I grew up as a quarterback's daughter. And so I grew up standing on the sideline when all the men were acting like that.
Right.
Cussing each other out.
Not in the NFL.
Not in the NFL. Not in the
Super Bowl.
Okay. But still, that level of passion, that level of testosterone, that level of high energy.
Right.
And they speak to each other very intensely. And then all is well.
And imagine the pressure and the passion in a Super Bowl.
Yes. Also, Andy Reid was laughing about it. And, like, it was no big deal. They have a very close relationship.
Also, if any one of you had a camera on you.
At all times. Under
that.
Do I look the same as under that?
Under those circumstances?
During road rage? Yes.
Do I look the same as but that also, when I'm in an argument with Brad?
Yes. But Andy Reid also said, hey, he came up to me and apologized.
Yeah.
He came up and gave me a hug and apologized. He addressed it, but no one's showing that clip.
Right.
There are 50,000 cameras on him at all times, but no one's going to show him going up and giving him a hug.
Have you also seen the clip?
So that's annoying.
Yeah. Of Taylor... They're saying that Taylor got the ick when he was singing.
I saw one person say that.
I've seen it a lot, but I just don't, I don't know.
The way that she made out with him and right after that.
Right.
No, she didn't.
I don't think she had the ick.
Also, she knows his personality. Her boyfriend
just won the Super Bowl.
And yeah, her boyfriend won the Super Bowl. Stop trying to find things to be hateful about. It's stupid and it's giving petty jealousy.
Yeah.
It's weird. He's got a huge personality. He's goofy. He's rambunctious. She knows that. The whole world knows that.
Right.
He was celebrating a Super Bowl.
Everybody was waiting for him to sing. That's just what he does.
Multiple times. And then continue to sing in the nightclub afterwards.
Right.
So. I think it was a great story, and I'm glad they
Feels won. Like it should be a movie. I hope they get married. Maybe I'm just a hopeless romantic.
I am.
But I hope they get married and have babies.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. So that was fun.
I had fun watching it.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Do you have anything, any plans?
I don't, but I looked at my phone this morning because I just am losing track of what day it is. I was like, Valentine's Day is in 2 days.
Yeah. I actually didn't realize that when I said that.
2 days.
Yeah, it's in 2 days.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten Brad anything.
I don't think we'll do gifts, Dustin and I. We just went on a big vacation. Yeah. The kids. And, like, but I do like to have a night, like, maybe go on a date.
Yeah, like Brad that. Never wants to go on Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah, no. He says it's too packed.
Too crowded.
But usually my birthday and Valentine's Day kind of get mushed mm-hmm. together.
Mm-hmm. But even doing something, like, a lot of times I'll do, like, chocolate-covered strawberries at home.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I do something cute for the boys. Like, I'll cut out hearts and put the reasons why I love them on their bedroom doors. Like, yeah, just cute. Yeah, just, like, fun little stuff.
Okay. My Gen Z word or phrase of the week.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm
interested to hear if you know what it is.
Okay.
Standing on business.
Yes, I have heard this.
Okay, can you explain it?
I don't know. Can you use it in a sentence?
No.
Okay.
I can't.
I just feel like I don't even know how to describe, like, standing on business means, like, legit, like, for real, like.
Yeah. So, I've been seeing it on TikTok, like, everybody in the comments, oh, she's standing on business, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what does that mean? So, I had to look it up today.
Okay.
In the Urban Dictionary, the definition wasn't helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went to TikTok. And basically, there's, like, a few different meanings. So, it's, okay. like, if you say what you mean and mean what you say, then you're standing on business.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you say something and then don't do it or whatever, you're not standing on business.
Okay.
Like, you're not for real.
Like, be a person of your word.
Right.
Okay.
Also, like, I don't know, like, if you say, oh, I'm not that you would ever do this, but this was an example they gave. If you say, oh, I'm making all this money, mm-hmm. and then I see that you're actually making all this money, I'll be like, oh, she's standing on business.
Mm-hmm. Like, honest.
Yeah.
Legit.
Or, like, if you're, like, set in your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that was one of them. And then also, like, if you have a goal, and you're getting up every day and, like, working towards that goal and, like, getting 1% better every day.
Mm.
Like, you're standing on business.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's kind of a fun phrase.
Yeah, that is fun.
I have noticed that the Gen Z words that I've said in the past are already going out of style.
They are cycling very quickly.
So, like, cap and no cap?
Old.
Old.
Yeah.
Or, like, if, like, instead of saying, like, you're capping.
Okay.
Capping. You're capping.
Here's what me and my friend Maggie were talking about the other day. We feel like, also, we've noticed the Gen Z trends. Clothing trends, hair trends, makeup trends also cycle very quickly.
Yeah.
More quickly than trends of other generations or trends in the past. So, like, for example, people are sending me, because you finally just talked me into doing the middle part. I've been doing the middle part for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And now it's,
is
like...
Is it out?
Well, it's... The side part is coming back in.
Oh, perfect.
So...
Perfect. I gotta retrain my hair.
Right. So, well, I... And this is according to, like, one article. So, I don't know if it's actually coming back in. But it just made me think
just
of...
Just never fact checked us. Ever. Yeah, ever.
Never.
Don't trust us.
But I have seen the article and the examples and stuff that, oh, the side part's coming back in for 2024. But I was just thinking of some of the, like, clothing trends and the different things, and they cycle very quickly.
Yeah.
It seems like. So maybe the words.
Like, also, the, what is it called? The makeup, the no makeup makeup look,
mm-hmm.
the natural.
Yep.
Like, you're supposed to, now all of a sudden, mobster wife makeup is in.
Mobster white wife makeup also. Straight hair, so stupid. Now straight hair was back in. Straight hair was, according to Gen Z, so dumb, so old, very choogy. Now it's coming back,
like,
in.
Like, with a straightener?
Yes, with a straightener.
Mean?
Yes.
Perfect.
So, dig that back out of the bottom of your closet. But I think things are just cycling.
Can skinny jeans come back?
Please?
I just can't.
Still wearing mine. I don't.
I own probably 4 pairs of mom jeans that I just absolutely hate.
I can't wear the wide-legged with a body like SpongeBob. I can't.
I really wish.
I can't do it.
That I had the body for it, because I think it looks cute on other girls.
It looks cute on the girls that have the teeny tiny little waist
mm-hmm.
that also
and
are
that
wearing
has
the
a
teeny
big butt.
Yes, that are wearing the teeny little crop tops or the
strong thighs.
Yes. Or the, what are the shirts that you, like the leotard shirts, the bodysuits?
The bodysuits, yeah.
Cute. I'm not, you're not going to catch me in one of those.
I mean.
So that trend is not for me.
It ain't it.
It ain't it for me.
Sometimes you just have to accept your old age.
You know? And I'm fine with it, really.
I'm not. I haven't come to terms
with it. Well, you're 10 years younger than me.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, like, yesterday I texted you, why do I look like I'm 35?
Yeah, but that's not... First of all, no, you don't. But that's different. Worrying about things like wrinkles...
Since you're my sister and you're supposed to say that... Also, a life update. I went to Mexico for New Year's with my friends.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
And one night... I was like, you know, at an all-inclusive resort. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can imagine how I was feeling. And we were talking to this
like other Dale group. Like Dale after the Christmas party?
Right. He gets it from his mama. And we were at the nightclub or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to this other group of people. And they were, like, older. Like, maybe, like, your age or a little older than that.
Yeah.
And...
I'm glad you didn't say old and then say, like, your age.
Right. I'm being sensitive.
Okay, right.
I know my crowd.
Offended.
Anyways. I was talking to them, and I always used to play this fun little game when I went on vacation. I'd be like, how old do you think I am? And they'd be like...
Oh, why did you do that?
Well, it used to be fun. Because, like, I would be, like, 21, and they would say, like, 25. And I was like, no, I'm 21.
And you didn't care.
Right. And now...
So you played that game?
I played that game, and it was... I'll never play the game again.
What did they say?
They were like, 37. I was like...
Twinsies! Okay, first of all, how about the lady at the one doctor appointment of yours who asked if I was your mom? Is this your mom?
Yeah.
Knife to the heart. Yeah, I was 10 when I gave birth.
I don't think we look that much different in age, really.
Is this your mom? Maybe it was the way that I was asking.
I was 37. That's almost 40. I'm 25.
Calm down, because I turned 37 in a month.
I understand that, but you are 37. I'm 25.
Yeah, but I'm not almost 40. I'm 37.
I'm 25. But I was so mad, sis, because...
Well, that was the alcohol.
Little bit, but also I'm still mad and I'm sober. So anyways, this lady that said
Were they
that,
drunk?
I don't know. I think so.
Probably.
And she was like, I was like, it was like a cute little fun little, like, you know when you're...
Like, was she your age?
No, she was older. She was like probably your age or a little bit older.
Maybe. Oh, you said that already. Okay.
And she...
Maybe she just wanted to knock you down a peg.
I think she did. Because before I asked her that, it was like, you know that fun little thing you do, like, when you're, like, feeling yourself and you're at the bar and you, like, see another girl in the bathroom and you're like,
you compliment
oh, yeah,
them.
You're so pretty.
Oh, I do it, like, every time.
Whatever.
I'm the most complimentary
drinker. Your outfit is so cute. Whatever.
Yes.
I was doing that cute little thing, like, even if you don't feel that way, like, you're just happy and being
nice. You
want
to, like, give joy.
Right. So that's what I was doing to this old-ass lady. And she, I was like, oh my gosh, you're, why don't I look like that? I don't even remember how old she said she was. Maybe, like, 40. I was like, you're 40? You don't look 40. Why do you look better than me? I wish I looked like that. Blah, blah, blah. Like, just, like,
typing
her
up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she was like, it's not my fault that you're white and I'm brown. She was, like, Indian or something.
Stop. Like, I didn't know we were bringing racism into this, but okay. I take all of that joy back. You look old.
I was just like, I don't think you actually look younger than me.
I'm hyping you up. Maybe she's a mean drunk and you're a nice drunk.
So I was really angry.
That's very rude.
I think I walked
was
away.
Was that the same girl that you asked?
Yes.
Was it before or after?
I think that I said that and she was, and then I was like, I can't remember which came first.
Okay.
I don't remember. Because I think after she said that, I walked away. Because I was like, okay. Like, you're just...
Like, you've already made me mad twice now.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out.
That's a hater, though. That's not a, what do we, like, you know, girls for girls. Like, women standing up for women. Like, that's not her.
No.
That's a, let me bash everybody around me because I'm 40 and I want to...
Right.
Be mad at the 20-something-year-old. Okay, so she was one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
I want to say some real mean things, but we're on a podcast right now, and I need to learn to control my tongue.
I don't really know how I got down that rabbit hole, but I'm just, I'm sweating. I'm so mad right now.
Oh, we were talking about Gen Z styles and how they're cycling out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So anyways, I need Botox after that trip.
I actually, this is another thing I was talking to Maggie about. I think I want to try Botox. I have a couple friends that do Botox strategically. And because my friends are older than your friends. We're in our late 30s.
Naturally. We're 10
late 30s. Apart. And like just through church and book club and stuff, some of my friends are in their early 40s. So I have some friends who have done Botox and you could never tell. Like you would never be able to look at their face. I'm not going to like call them out on the podcast, but you would never be able to look at them. You know some of them. And be like, oh, she's got a Botox face. It's just very strategic.
I can't think of a single one of your friends that I'm like, oh yeah, she's definitely got.
Right. Because they just do it very minimally and strategically to where it just helps them not age so rapidly with wrinkles and things.
Which, like, our foreheads.
It ain't it.
I think it's Dad's fault.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 1,000%.
We just have these extra large foreheads that,
Really, nothing, like, you say, oh, that's Dad's fault. Like, Dad, I love you, but there's nothing.
None of our good genes are.
That would be Mom's fault.
Outside of if we weren't.
If we had, like, crooked teeth or something, then we could be like, oh, maybe that's Mom's fault.
And also just, like, maybe, like, athleticism.
I know that she, like, tells tall tales. But I actually think there's some legitimacy to some of her. Like, I actually think she was a pretty good athlete at softball and things. Now, obviously, we've seen Dad play.
So she was a high school cheerleader, and she cannot do a cartwheel. And she has never been able to, ever.
Okay. But it wasn't the type of cheerleading that they did, like, competitions. Like, they literally just were cheering.
Okay.
Like, you're cute.
Just have never seen any ounce of athleticism.
I think back in her day she held her own, but we grew up seeing Dad play sports, so right. We know he's an athlete.
Yeah,
but maybe my height is Mom's fault.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fine with it.
But anyways, we have these a little bit long foreheads.
He has some five heads,
and they, like, I can look at Brad when he raises his eyebrows, he has about 2 wrinkles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And ours,
I don't think,
like,
it's the size of our forehead. I think it's our skin.
I'm not counting you. Like, I'm not kidding. I've counted before, and it's like 30 or 40 wrinkles.
Because they fold up in teeny tiny little folds.
Yeah, instead of like big folds.
Like, I have friends who I've noticed, if they raise, it's like 1, 2.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think their skin is thicker.
I don't know.
Or something, but also we have dead skin.
I don't know what the science is.
So.
Okay. Well, now that we've made ourselves a little bit sad.
So, if you've had a Botox, if you do Botox or you've had a Botox party, let us know.
Yeah, because we need some. I also think I need a lip flip, which is like my top lip. When I smile, you can see my gums.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put like a little filler in there, I think, and it makes your lip, I don't really know what it does, but you don't see your gums as much mm-hmm. when you smile.
Yeah.
Which I think I would appreciate. But I'm also kind of scared to commit.
Yeah.
But you can get it, like, diffused, I think it's called.
Well, it's not forever, is it? The lip flip?
I don't think it's forever, but I think you have to, like, keep getting it redone.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I need to do more research, but after that lady called me 37, been looking myself in the mirror, like,
oh my
what
gosh.
Did you do wrong?
She really wanted to knock you down, and it seems like she succeeded.
She did.
Don't be like her, people, listeners.
Yeah.
Don't.
Be the happy drunk that, mm-hmm. that hypes other girls up.
That's giving big Karen energy. Like, yeah. We're complimenting you, and you're
like, you really thought I thought you were 25. Like, you really think you look 25? You really thought that?
Maybe that's what the people in her ritzy neighborhood tell her.
Anyways, now that we got that saltiness out of the way.
Yeah, it was a good vent session.
I have a fun little game.
Okay.
So my brother-in-law's girlfriend started a podcast.
Uh-huh.
She's a big reader.
Yes, as are we.
And, which, like, I don't know that I am.
Okay.
Like, before my 20s, I don't think I'd ever read an entire book since, like, Junie B. Jones.
No, I think it's definitely something in your 20s that you've developed.
Yeah.
You know.
But I also think it has to be, like, a certain type of book that keeps me hooked.
Right.
I just can't suffer through, like, the slow reads, the slow burn.
Yeah.
Which, like, if it's a... We'll get into it. I don't need to get into it now.
Okay.
But it's really got to grab my attention and keep me there.
Yeah.
It's got to be a page turner for me to read it.
My friend Ashley says she gives herself 100 pages. I think is what she says. 100 pages.
That's a good idea.
And if she's not loving it by 100 pages, she gives herself permission to just stop. Why waste time reading a book that you're not into when there are 1,000,000,000,000,000 other books that you could be into?
But, like, you were an English major.
Yeah.
You've always been into reading.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're into more than just, like, romance, which is, like, what I'm into.
Yeah, I would say there are a lot of different genres that I like, but right now I think I'm more into the romances.
Right.
I go through, like, phases.
I am really into romance, and, like, there's other things I'll read, like The Push. Mm-hmm. I really like.
Yeah.
But, like, if you didn't hype it up the way you hyped it up, I probably wouldn't have made it through.
Which,
the whole thing.
If you haven't read The Push, buckle up.
It's so good.
Buttercup.
I mean, every time somebody puts a request thing out there, I'm like, The Push.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, like, the wildest.
Have you read The Nightingale yet?
No.
You need to do that.
So, anyways, I put my brother-in-law's girlfriend, who started a podcast, released her first episode, and she did a bracket for tropes, for her favorite tropes.
Okay. Like, just romance tropes or all different tropes?
She did romance tropes, which is what we're going to do, too, because that's what I know the most about.
Yeah, that's okay.
And
There's lots of them.
Right. So, I made a list
of,
like, ones that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I randomly selected them and put them into a bracket.
Okay.
So.
Oh, did you draw it out?
I did.
She's cracking open her notebook right now.
I tried to print it, and my printer was out of paper, so I had to draw it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the first
two. Do I not get to see it?
No, we're just going to go through each two.
Okay.
And decide together what the
next. Maybe we could post these on stories and have people vote.
We could.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the first two. Billionaire and Not Like the Others.
What is Not Like the Others?
So like, the guy would be like, oh, like, he, like, say it's a guy who, like, sleeps around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he meets this nice girl and she's not like the others.
Oh gosh, I don't know. We'll do Not Like the Others.
Can you go into that, or
can I?
Like, why did you choose that? You were just so quick. You just picked one.
Oh, is that not what I'm supposed to do?
I mean, we're just supposed to, like, discuss it. Oh, okay.
I didn't know if how many, like, branches there were. Brackets.
There's a lot of branches.
Okay. Well, I can't really think of many billionaire trope books I've read.
I'll also say this. When I was going through all of these, there were, which I have a problem, which I think I've said this before. I have a problem with remembering
books
I read.
Yeah. Plots.
But for some reason, movies, I feel like not all the time. Like, I've rewatched a lot of movies.
You're more of a visual learner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, movies I'll remember. So, even as I went through these, I was thinking of movies, too.
Mm.
So, it doesn't even necessarily have to be books.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of a whole lot of the billionaire tropes that I've read. But I think Not Like the Others is a typical... Even I think that can overlap into other tropes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a really
which
key...
Which I think is overlapping in a few of the other tropes.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to pick Billionaire, because I do like Billionaire.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's something about Not Like the Others. I don't know. The girl, the love interest, is just special in some way. And that's, like, the foundation for the romance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Okay. We'll go Not Like the Others.
Okay.
Okay, the next two are friends to lovers and age gap.
Oh, no. I'm not into the age gap.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
In what way?
Just like, I just like reading scandalous things.
So wait, like if the guy is older and the girl is like 20 years younger or something?
Just like different stories.
No, I'm going to go with Friends to Lovers. That's a classic for me.
I feel like I can't even think of one Friends to Lovers that I enjoy.
I can't think of one. It's always Enemies to Lovers for me. Well, I do. I love
Enemies to Lovers.
Oh, I do too. Because you have so much more passion and conflict.
Okay, well, I gave you Not Like the Others.
Okay, do you? I thought you were asking me.
Well, we're discussing, but okay. I'm making an executive decision.
Okay, veto it.
Because I can't think of one Friends to Lovers.
Okay, age gap, weirdo.
You're not allowed to judge. You're not allowed to judge. There might be some age gap lovers listening.
I'm just saying, like, as a trope, I know that happens in real life.
Between the two?
Friends to Lovers? Maybe that's more friends first.
We're not talking about real life.
I know, but you just said there might be a real life age gap listener.
No, I said there might be age gap lovers listening.
Oh, okay. There might also be real life age gap listeners.
There might also be real life
age gap husbands are 20 years older.
That you just said a weirdo to.
If their husbands are 20 years older, they're used to getting judged.
But also, like, I feel like at a certain age, I mean, like, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain gap that's, like, once you're older, that it doesn't even matter.
Right.
But when you get to, like, a significant gap, I feel like that always kind of, like, if you're 65 and your wife's 45, that's a big gap.
Yeah. I'm just, like, not really thinking about real life.
If you're old enough to father your spouse, red flag.
Okay. Sis, you can't say this. First of all, we're not talking about real life.
Okay. All right.
We're talking about books and movies.
I'm sorry if I'm judging.
Like, romanticy is on here. Like, do you think that somebody's going to take their
dragon
over to their boyfriend's
saying,
house? I don't understand.
Great trope. Great trope. Right there. Okay. Do the age gap.
Okay. Age gap one, that one.
Okay.
Okay. Royal romance or fake dating?
Oh, fake dating.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
For sure.
Although,
obvious. So predictable.
I do like royal romance, so.
Yeah.
Like the one that I'm thinking
of. Like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
First of all, they're not royalty.
They are U.S. royalty, okay?
Okay, period. The one I'm thinking of is kind of she was a princess and she like fell in love with her bodyguard.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Love that.
So we like that. I don't know that I would like two people from royalty.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't even know. Anyways, moving on. Childhood crush and enemies to lovers.
Enemies to lovers.
Yep.
Easy.
Easy.
The passion. More passion. More energy. Energy.
I thought you were going to fight for childhood crush because Dustin was yours. Okay. Next one is rivals or competition versus romanticy. I'm going rivals.
I'm never, like, never a romanticy trope girl, but I loved
Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it took me a minute. It almost took me the 100 pages to get into.
I remember you were like, and I was like, you gotta fight through it.
Yeah.
Because you're learning an entire world.
Yes.
That's not,
and you
that
have
you're
to
not
completely
with.
Build it in your
right.
mind.
Yes.
But
it's
I,
like Harry, it's like Hogwarts.
Yes. Like, I was gonna say that. I loved Harry Potter. I'm a huge Harry Potter girly. Like, I'm the amount of old. I'm that old that I was getting the books as they.
Waiting for the next one to come out.
Yes. And so I loved those, and I also love Hunger
Games. I never read those. I watched all of them.
I read all of those religiously and all of Hunger Games religiously. And this is those two mixed plus a bunch of fire sexy stuff.
Spicy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all of that plus romance.
Which, if I'm going between the two, I'm going Rivals.
Okay. You, but why?
I just feel like, this is what I mean when I say that, like, you're just more of a reader than I am. Like, I'm just, like, getting out of a book what I am out of a rom-com movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's not that deep.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
And so, I feel like romanticy, which I did like Fourth Wing, but you had to do a lot more to get to the good stuff. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had to, like we said, picture the entire... And
it's not as frequent.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just feel like the Rivals thing is kind of leaning into Enemies to Lovers.
I was going to say that. I feel like that's sort of another Enemies to Lovers.
So, what are we going with?
You could pick. Either one.
Okay, well, that's not how it works. We have to decide together.
Romanticy, then.
Okay.
Whatever. We're just taking turns winning.
Because we're not agreeing on any of them.
That's okay. We don't have to.
Okay, the next one, which I think is similar to Not Like the Others, was called Beauty and the Beast, but it's like, you know, the good girl, the bad boy. The bad boy turned good. The guy who mm-hmm. is crazy or parties a lot or whatever, and then there's the
innocent.
Yeah, or like the I don't deserve you.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. That's a good one. I also think that can...
Oh, it's that... So I didn't even say the second one.
Oh.
The second one is Best Friend's Brother or Sister.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah. But those are both really good ones.
They are. I can't think of a Best Friend's Brother or Sister that I've read recently. But that's like a classic trope.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, fine.
For me.
I like both of them, so. Okay. The next one is Surprise Pregnancy and Small Town Romance. Which I can't think of a single surprise pregnancy.
I can't either.
That was like a big one on the list. I was like,
huh. Maybe I could see that being a part of other tropes, like a plot twist. But not a trope itself.
Okay, so we're going Small Town Romance.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Small Town.
Okay. Love Triangle and Forced Proximity.
Forced Proximity.
Oh.
Because I don't like the Love Triangle, personally. I don't.
Okay, so you didn't like One Tree Hill or The Vampires? Or
never seen
them. Watch either one.
Never seen them.
Perfect.
But see, there's... I don't know.
What about Twilight?
I didn't like that aspect of it. I read Twilight and I watched Twilight and I enjoyed it. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. But I don't like that aspect of it. Because I think this is why. Because I am a very highly sensitive person and also can be very jealous. So if I was in a love triangle with someone else, I feel like say if there was another girl. Can we ever be fully okay, just me and you, knowing there was somebody else who was tempting you?
I just feel like you're relating yourself too much. Like, these are for entertainment purposes only.
I know, but I just think of the characters in that
aspect.
I think
it's the empathy in you.
Maybe, I guess.
Like,
but
you
need
to distance yourselves from the characters.
Bella and Edward, can you ever be fully okay knowing that Bella was kind of into Jacob and kissed him?
Says not everybody meets the love of their life at 15.
Okay, but you've never been in a legit love triangle.
I'm not relating myself to these movies and books. Well, I just like to read it or watch it.
Okay. I'm sorry that I'm not following your discussion board rules to a T. I'm just discussing.
I just feel like it's just like a rule in general that you're just reading it for entertainment.
I think I definitely empathize probably too
much. Like, you don't like watching The Bachelor?
No. Okay. I like watching it.
Exactly. You like reading
it. I like watching it, but still,
reading it doesn't mean I want to be a part of it.
What is Catherine's husband's name?
Sean.
Sean. However many, 15 years later, I still am like, I think to myself, don't you think Catherine ever thinks about all those other girls he kissed? And all those other girls that he was into?
Yeah, I think that you are just, I think you're in the minority here.
Okay. Maybe it's really fortunate for me that Dustin has no history with anyone else.
Literally. Like, you still bring up his middle school crush. And you're like, I cannot believe he liked her.
Okay, that's because it was my best friend.
If you guys
love triangle.
Oh, you were in it. And so you have trauma in middle school. Okay, yeah. Period.
PTSD.
If you guys didn't know, she met her husband.
It's sixth grade. First day of sixth grade.
In sixth grade.
Which is how old Samson is. He's going into sixth grade this year.
Oh my gosh. Full circle.
I know.
And then he asked you out on his 16th birthday, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because so it took some time. His license. Okay, because you had a... Can you just give us a quick run around for those?
We met in sixth grade. I'll just give you the too long didn't read.
The cliff notes.
We met in sixth grade. We went to middle school together. We were enemies in sixth grade.
Enemies to lovers.
Because we have so many tropes. childhood crush.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. There you go.
He was a little punk kid in sixth grade. He was a bad kid.
He had green hair.
He was bad. And so we hated each other in sixth grade. Then he came back in seventh grade and he had gotten back into soccer. So he was now this like athletic, like not doing bad things anymore. This athletic, nice kid who was kind of preppy and super cute still. And even when he was a punk, I still thought he was cute. Okay, so we were friends in 7th grade, friends in 8th grade. He knew I had a crush on him, but he had a crush on my best friend. She shall not be named. She is no longer my best friend, but I won.
Ex-best friend.
I won. Cackle. I have 3 kids with him now.
Womp womp.
And then we went to separate high schools, but we kind of still, like, talked on the phone some. This is before Snapchat and Facebook and...
Clearly.
Texting and all the things.
Right.
And so we still talked a little on the phone, remained friends, did a couple things together in groups, like went to a movie, went to the pool hall, like in groups, friends. And then on his 16th birthday, he called me and asked me out.
Right. So neither one of them, I mean, you had like a couple like little
boyfriends. I had like little boyfriends in high school.
But
little,
Dustin,
little boyfriends.
Yeah.
But he went to an all boys school.
So you see why she's in the minority and that she... Her husband has no history with anybody else.
Thank God.
So she can't handle the love triangle drama, I guess.
It. No.
So forced proximity is a good one.
I like that one.
I don't like the way you just shut out love triangle so fast. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm curious to see what everybody votes on the
Your
Instagram
opinions
story.
Are aggressive, but all right.
Your opinions are aggressive. Weirdo.
I'm getting over a cold and I can't.
Okay. The next two are one night stand and not like the others.
Not like the others for me.
Okay.
With one night stand, there's no, like, there's no build up to me. It's just like, there's no burn. It's just immediate.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I mean, like, you're right. I'll agree with you. Not like the others. Okay. Perfect. But I watched that movie, Anyone But You.
Anyone But You.
With Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
Okay. Oh, the one that you saw in theaters. Okay.
That I said I really liked.
Yeah.
That was a one night stand turned enemies to lovers.
Okay.
So it was like a one night stand and then they, do you want me to tell you or not?
Oh, there's like mixed. I'll see it.
No, well, spoilers. It's not spoiling, but it's a one night stand, and then she like walks in on him like saying something.
Oh,
and so then
they become enemies,
and then it's enemies to lovers, and then it's forced proximity. It's so
well. No wonder it was so good.
It's so good. Let's see. We have Not Like the Others and Age Gap.
Oh, Not Like the Others for me. You know, listen,
okay, that's fine. I cannot believe Not Like the Others is about to go into the semifinals.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It's not even that good of one.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Let's see. Fake Dating and Enemies to Lovers. I'm going Enemies to Lovers.
Yeah, same.
I don't know what's...
It's so good. It's such a good one.
It's so good. And, like, you know what's going to happen, but, like, I still love it every time. Okay.
It's predictable, but it's so entertaining.
Yeah. So, the next one is Coworkers versus Romantasy.
Coworkers?
Yeah. So, like, The Hating Game. Have you ever read that or saw the movie?
I didn't love it.
Okay.
I'm going to go Romantasy.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not very passionate about Coworkers, so.
Yeah. We don't have any coworkers, so.
Romantasy versus Beauty and the Beast. I'm going Beauty and the Beast.
That's a tie for me, so I guess I'll go with your choice.
Okay. I can't believe you're so into Romantasy.
I think it's just because of the recent ones.
Fourth Wing.
Yeah. Okay. And then I read those.
I
read the sequel.
I didn't read the sequel. Okay. The next two are Small Town Romance and Forced Proximity.
I don't know, because Small Town gives, like, Hallmark vibes to me. But Forced Proximity is also can also be very entertaining.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going Forced.
Okay.
Are you agreeing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We are down to the final two.
Okay.
Not Like the Others versus Enemies to Lovers.
Enemies, 100%.
Yes. That was easy. I knew that was making it to the final two. Beauty and the Beast and Forced Proximity.
Beauty and the Beast. Ugh. We all know it's going to win.
You're right. It doesn't really matter what you think here.
Uh-uh.
I'd say those are a tie, but Enemies to Lovers is winning.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. So the final two was Enemies to Lovers.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Enemies wins.
Wait. Did you pick Beauty? Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Okay. So did I. Although Forced Proximity is...
Yeah, they're all... Those are all good. And they can overlap a lot, too, I think. Like, especially Enemies and the Forced Proximity. Those, I think, overlap a lot.
Okay, all three of those finalists are in Anyone But You.
Oh. Is it still in theaters, or can I rent it at home?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
If you can rent it at home, I want to watch it right now.
I bet not, because you just recently saw that, didn't you?
Yeah, and I would go watch it again in theaters if you want to go.
Okay.
Let's do it. Some people are hating on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I think that the trailer was, which, like, I feel like the movie was on par with the trailer.
It's not on here.
But other people are saying that the trailer was so good that they didn't think the movie, like, lived up to the expectations.
Did it, like, spoiled everything? Oh, okay.
So, but I disagree. I thought it was really good.
Oh, this main actor is so cute.
Glenn Powell or Sydney Sweeney?
That guy.
Glenn Powell.
Cute. Yeah.
He was in the newest Top Gun, too.
Who's the girl?
Sydney Sweeney. She was in Euphoria.
See, I've never watched Euphoria. She does look familiar, though.
Yeah.
Her cleavage on this shot is on point.
She has the best boobs in Hollywood, says her grandma.
Oh, really?
Her grandma
says grandma said that.
Yeah. But she does, actually.
That sounds like something Nani would say.
She's bringing big boobs back, which I appreciate.
Oh, please. Please, somebody.
Because they've been out. They've been out, and that's all.
And we don't have...
That's what God gave me.
Well, that's not true. You have a butt. I don't have a butt.
I don't think my butt's that great.
You have a great bubble butt.
I think you say that because you don't have a butt.
Okay. Why are you being so hurtful today? So hurtful.
You said you don't have a butt. I do.
You're like the girl in Mexico. You're trying to knock me down a peg.
I'm complimenting you,
telling you that your butt is so cute, and you're like, you're just saying that because you don't have one.
Okay.
Hurtful.
Be so for real.
And I didn't say anything about my forehead, but you sure did not hesitate to say, we got some big old five heads.
Sis.
I'm hurt.
Okay, you have such a big butt and your forehead's tiny. So I make you feel better.
Well, now you're just lying.
I feel like I'm in a marriage right now. And you're me. And I'm Brad.
This is... Now you should empathize with Dustin. He always just uses that Adam Sandler line. I am stupid. You are smart. You are great. I am the worst. You are beautiful. I am ugly. I'm like, keep going.
Yeah. And next.
What else?
Okay, we are ending the episode on this final
note. This...
Anyways, shout out Sydney Sweeney for bringing boobs back.
Yeah, please.
Because they were out. I mean, flat-chested with the big butt and
flat-chested was the thing.
That's about the opposite of what we have. Sorry. 100%. Sorry. What I have.
I'm never complimenting your butt ever again.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, I forgot we were on a podcast.
We were talking. And on that note, I hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Have a good one.
We're so out of practice.
I was going to, like, suggest, like, a fun Valentine's Day date, like, idea.
Okay, do it.
No, it's too long. We've been talking a long time. Okay, are you still recording? I'll share it on stories.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Sisters Nest podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss any tea. You can find us on Instagram at the Sisters Nest Pod and be sure to say hi. We hope you'll join us again on the next episode of the Sisters Nest podcast. We'll see you then.